Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, here's a question for you.
Okay.
Should people be prepared to talk to their advisors, their financial advisors, about personal issues? And if so, why?
Ooh. So, yes and no is what comes to my mind right away.
Okay.
Now, I'm biased. Being in the role that what we do for a living with our clients, I want our clients to talk to us about what's going on in their lives, including family issues. I honestly think that every family issue or any issue you have personally has a rippling effect to your retirement, to your portfolio, to your savings, to your money, to your wealth.
Wealth, thank you. That's exactly right. To your wealth, right?
Right. It may not be directly to what stocks and bonds you put in your portfolio.
Correct.
Right? Like, I'm not getting along with my child, so my portfolio will change. Not necessarily true.
Yep.
But it will impact other parts of your wealth.
Right.
Potentially.
It will. And this comes back to the four buckets that we talk about.
Correct.
Right? And so we consider wealth to consist of not just financial assets, which are either income producing or growth assets for you, but we consider health to be part of your total wealth.
Correct.
Right? And we consider legacy to be part of your total wealth. And again, some of that might have to be with the transition of wealth to the next generation or multiple generations. It could be charitable, or it could simply just be making sure you've organized your affairs in a way that your children, you're not going to become burdening your children with a lifestyle or healthcare issue that you face as you get older, right? So there's all kinds of complexity as soon as you start thinking about wealth beyond just financial assets.
So let's go down the path of a personal issue, and let me give an example. We had a client that came to us, spoke to me this week, saying that they have a potentially severe health issue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a personal issue.
Mm-hmm.
In their mind, it was just a conversation. Like they weren't,
right.
That wasn't the reason they called. We just had a chat about other things. They go, you know what, Faisal, it might be pretty bad. It might be cancer. That's all they wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, let's take a step back. What's the impact? How are you feeling? What's the emotional side to things? Because
mm-hmm.
that was the reason why he had a different view on his portfolio.
Well, sure.
Okay, so that's number one.
Absolutely, we see that all the time.
Health
right.
issue,
yep.
potentially catastrophic,
right.
will make you look at your money in a different way.
Yep.
Because you're looking through a different lens. Number two, what are your biggest concerns?
Right.
So now you talk about this with me quite a bit. Let's go to the dark place, Faisal.
Right.
Let's go all over the dark place. And let's talk about what's the worst case scenario that could happen.
Right.
And that's where this gentleman went through.
Right.
Okay, I'm worried that, you know, my will's not set up. I'm worried that my kids are not going to, you know, get along with because of this. And all this other stuff came out. Well, now let's talk about strategy.
Right.
How do we actually take care of this? If we can handle the dark place, everything else is easy.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because you said there's often a linkage, right, when certainly a health issue, and I had a legacy issue, which I'll talk about in a minute this past week, but a health issue will create a very emotional reaction in people. And we're all going to face them as we get older, right?
Yep.
To whatever degree that's going to be. And that emotional reaction can lead to bad results if we don't identify that that's the source of the concern for people, right? Because ultimately in retirement, what I think people want is peace of mind.
Yep.
And you will achieve peace of mind, obviously, by going down different paths at different points of time in your life, right? And so this issue of personal, of lifestyle, right? We have segmented for so long as an industry this idea of money management, independent, siloed from anything else in anybody's yeah, life.
It's just about the portfolio.
It makes no sense. Now, I get it, as the industry's evolved or as people get a little bit older, maybe it was just about growth, that singular, simple goal when you were 30 or 40 years old. It is certainly not that when you get a little bit older.
But here's the problem in our industry, Dave. There are, when we use the word financial advisor,
yeah.
investment advisor,
right.
portfolio manager, these are all titles. And they talk about a silo thing.
Right.
I'm just going to talk about your financial situation. I'm a financial advisor. I'm an investment advisor. We're going to talk about your investments, portfolio manager. We're just going to talk about your portfolio. What individuals have to now realize is that when you hire a professional, financial advisor, investment advisor, portfolio manager, you need to kind of dig into what are all the services and what's their skill set.
Right.
Are you hiring them just to manage money, full stop?
Right.
Because if that's the case, hey, then you got to figure out the rest. You got to go to somebody else if you and figure out if there is a health issue, if there is a personal issue going on, and who do you talk to, and how do you coordinate all the other issues that come up? But you and I have titles of portfolio manager, but we're more than just portfolio managers.
Well, let me ask you, what do you spend most of your day doing with clients?
Which is really interesting. We talked about this on Friday. I spend more of my time with our clients about what's going on in their lives,
right.
What is the impact to them, how are they feeling about it, especially through this pandemic.
Right.
And that is the biggest amount of time I spend with them. The portfolio, they just want an overview of what's going on. We disclose a lot to our clients. We tell them what the heck's going on anyways. But it's all about what's happening in their lives.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'll just, I know we're running short of time. But to your point, I think a really important conversation I had this week with a client was about a change in their family dynamic that affected effectively the giving, the will, how money was being distributed, not just during his lifetime, they were gifting in their lifetime, but also what was going to happen at the end of life, right? The transition. And that conversation extended beyond just mom and dad to the executor of the will as well, so that we can properly prepare a strategy to make sure that mom and dad's wishes of gifting are still intact without creating legal problems later for the executor, the person that's going to have to distribute this.
Which requires you to have that coordination with legal representation. So you're talking to lawyers, you're talking to the client, you're quarterbacking this stuff.
Yeah.
Which is not what a portfolio manager does.
Right.
When you turn on the channels on TV, that are those business news channels, and you talk to portfolio managers, they're not talking about this stuff. They're talking about why I bought the stock and why I sold the stock, and that's it.
Right. And that's, Faisal, it's important. I don't want to downplay that and give people the wrong idea. You need a strong foundation of financial management, right? But there are ways to communicate that are more effective than just on a one-on-one. Like what I like to do, what I'm passionate about when I meet with clients, is to talk to them about the family and the lifestyle and the journey that they're on and the outcomes that they want and what creates the peace of mind, what's creating the stress. That's where we can tie all of those pieces together. So I don't want to discount the fact that you have to be a solid money management. You have to have good understanding of tax and tax structure, all of those things. Those are table stakes, right? The real value, I think, for people is that is that conversation that brings all those pieces together.
Absolutely. And so I had a conversation with an individual who's really impacted with this pandemic.
Right.
And he is, it's spilt over into the family, and the family is now having a lot of arguments, fights. He feels, I'm going to use the word claustrophobic, because he feels like he can't just get out and do whatever he wants to do.
Right.
And I can share some of that feeling too, because we can't just get up and travel or do whatever the heck we want. We have to be careful what's out there, but that's restrictive. And that's caused problems in the home between the spouses.
Yes.
And now it's a conversation of, well, we went to the dark place. What if we get divorced, Faisal?
Right.
What? You went from, you guys are having a problem with this pandemic, to you're going to go get divorced? Yeah. You know how many divorces are going on right now? Tons.
Yeah, no, tons. Or people leaving their jobs, right? They're done. They're fed up. They're emotionally exhausted. I quit.
I'm done.
Right.
Now,
lots of that.
Very few will meet with a financial professional who specializes in retirement before that.
Right.
They'll make the decision and then they'll go, okay, now I've got to figure this out.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of people on stress leave. This is a very challenging time. So when you are, I guess the moral of this conversation is when you are going through any type of issue that you may think is not financial, if you're including your retirement specialist involved in that, that's where you can look at the bigger picture, get the strategy in place, so that if it does go down the dark place or not, you've got all those different scenarios covered, and you've got strategy and, of course, discipline to reach those no matter what.
Absolutely. And if peace of mind is the goal, you cannot have your wealth in a silo separate from your entire life. It doesn't work.
Correct.
It makes no sense.
And so we're going to talk about how do you actually look at the four biggest challenges in retirement and how you bulletproof that retirement at our next seminar on Tuesday. November the 16th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Well, thank you for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770CHQR. On behalf of Faisal and myself, Dave, we look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.